Hello, how y'all doing? I'd like to thank the people to that listen to my podcast. I do appreciate everything. I really do. I'm doing a lot of short episodes now where I just figured that less is more or more is less, or I don't know for sure though. But I was just sitting here reminiscing about stuff and trying to remember stuff from my childhood that I feel that everybody would probably like and, probably like to hear and everything. Now, back in the day, we had curfews, and the curfew that we always had was, and I can tell you, if you're a 70s baby, if you remember this, you have to be in the house when the street light comes on. Everybody had that curfew. As soon as the street light came on, you had to be home. And you should see kids jumping on their bikes and everything. And it was like we knew the time the street lights were going to come on. And by that time, you had to be in the house. You had to be in the house at that time. No, after the street light came in, you can't just casually stroll in because you would get in a whooping. You would get a whooping. And my father was a very, very strict disciplinarian. So he didn't play at all. Not one bit. He did not play at all. Didn't play. When he said, "Don't let the street light beat you, or I will beat you," he meant it. He meant it. And you should have seen us running and riding a bike, and you going through the park, and you trying to get home, you riding a bike and everything down a path. And once you get to the little yellow gates from Cook Park, if you're familiar with Cook Park, if you're a Flint native and you've been to Cook Park, they had these little yellow things that kind of prevent anybody to like. Well, it didn't really prevent anybody really from driving anything down there. I guess they put it there to not let anybody, like a car or something, drive through the path. So they had these steel things on either side. So as soon as it was always at 7. I believe it was like 7:50 or 7:45. Around 7:45, we had to wrap up whatever we were doing. If we were playing basketball, then we had to, if we were playing basketball in the park, we had to hurry up and go. Just be there. And you should have seen all the kids running, riding their bikes, making sure they got home. Some stayed closer to the park. Others, we stayed like down the street from the park. So just as soon as we passed some yellow poles, it was on. We trucked down East Hampton, and then we got to our house on time. We always did that, always, except for, it was one casualty, and I don't want to call my younger brother out for that, but he got caught. So, and that was just only one time he did that. But it was a fun time, and especially you're running and you get home and you're just out of breath and you're sitting up there just huffing and puffing and just trying to catch your breath because you made it on time, and that was the best thing you didn't get beat. It was like after you came in, it was probably like, say, I don't think it was always dinner time, no. You know what? I can't even remember when we ate dinner. Or a lot of times, did we come home for dinner and was dinner at 7 o'clock? I don't know. I can't really tell you though, but I can't even remember. I think either we ate before, I think we ate before we went to the park, and then afterwards, that's when we had to run. Oh, run like you were running for your life, really. That's what we had to do. It was run for our life, literally, or else we were going to get it. And my father didn't believe, a lot of times he didn't believe that to whoop one person, he would always whoop all three of us, or all four of us, actually. And that was only cases of where they didn't know where the blame was going to go. We didn't, nobody fessed up to it, so he got into all of our tails. So yeah, but everybody can probably relate to this story, and I know a couple of people have probably got caught. And if you did get caught, just let me know. I can make it into a one of my episodes, and you can always leave me a message. You can always leave me a message, and or if you don't want to leave me a message on my podcast, give me some feedback. My email address is Kearney Palmer. That's CARNIE Palmer, PALMER @gmail.com. Yeah, just give me a call and let me know. Or no, not give me a call. I'm sorry. Just email me, and I will be happy to, probably post your stories. If you want to share a little story, just let me know, and just send me a message, and I'll post them or I'll play them if you leave a voice message or whatever kind of message. I'll try to put it on like on the end of my shows or stuff. But just let me know. All right.